whole project podcast.
What's up, K-State fam? Eddie Greer back for another daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. This one focuses on baseball for the first time here on the Purple Project Podcast. And baseball, the baseball team last year, obviously Pete Hughes taking the reins of the team the year before last year. I mean, he is taking this, he's making a stamp on this baseball team. Of course, this baseball team was start off hot before everything came to a halt for this team, unfortunately. But another bright spot for Pete Hughes' team, none other than left-hander pitcher Jordan Wicks. Yep, I wanted to make sure I had that right. Jordan Wicks became selected as the Big 12 preseason pitcher of the year. We're already looking to the forward to the future, folks. But and also to add on to his early preseason accolades as well, he's already put on the All Big 12 first team already for him as well. The left-hander there from Conway, Arkansas, becomes the first Wildcat pitcher in the Big 12 preseason of the year award and first unanimous preseason selection in program history. Woo! That's big there, folks. You want me to read that? That's big, folks. You want me to read that again? I can read that again off my notes that I wrote down here. Conway, Arkansas native Wicks becomes the first Big 12 preseason of the year award winner and unanimous preseason selection in program history. That is big. That's huge. Never, ever since I've been up here, I mean, obviously football and basketball have been the kings of the house, but baseball has really, I mean, and you look at, let's not forget about track and field as well. Being good as they are right now, they're in an invitational right now, the Dobson Invitational, as I speak here this weekend. But that's big. The lefty has collected two preseason All-American nods already this year, and he was actually, when I mentioned that not first team, I gotta correct myself. He was the second team selection by D1 baseball and third team selection by collegiate baseball as well. And of course, some stats here for y'all here real quick. The shortened season by the baseball team, or really by the Big 12 and really all of the league, really, college baseball. Wicks made four weekend starts for K-State last year, going undefeated, 3-0 record, one earned run in 26 innings allowed. That's a 0.35 ERA. That's some numbers for you, baby, right there. And included a scoreless streak of 24 2/3 innings to begin the year. Damn, that's some hot stuff. And that is ace productivity right there. If you get that kind of productivity from Wicks again this year, K-State is going to be awfully tough. I mean, so, again, when baseball season starts, we will definitely keep you informed what's going on there. So, Jordan Wicks, that's history in the making right there. Being picked as Big 12 Preseason Pitcher of the Year Award. Damn, that's excuse my language, but that's big right there. If that doesn't get you fired up for the baseball season, you know, I don't know what will, because football faded. It looks like basketball teams are going down the toilet as well. So maybe baseball can pick up the torch and ride it. Obviously, you know what you're getting. The track, I probably add in the track team as well. And tennis is doing big things. Well, golf is starting up a little bit here. But yeah, definitely. So they got the big two sports ain't doing much for you this year. And so, can baseball carry the torch? We'll find out. But Jordan Wicks, the man right now, and there's a lot of good pitchers on that staff for K-State, but Jordan Wicks, more notably, making program history for K-State. This is Eddie Greer III, another Daily Purple Project Podcast episode. In the books, make sure you check out all the dailies this week. There's been a lot of them been posted this week. And don't forget to download this weekend and check out our latest edition of the weekly podcast. There's some good stuff there as well with my co-host, Alex Aiden.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.